Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We've got ourselves a game of political chicken to talk about. At stake is a seat on the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. In May, President Trump nominated Michigan Supreme Court Justice Joan Larson for a seat on that federal appeals court. Almost immediately, some three dozen professors at the University of Michigan Law School, from liberals to conservatives, sent a letter to Michigan's two Democratic senators supporting her nomination. She used to teach at the U of M Law School. Others in Michigan's legal circles said they expected a zero-controversy fast-track approval. But there seems to be a roadblock erected by Senators Stabenow and Peters. With us now are It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. Zoe, there certainly seems to be very widespread praise for Joan Larson.
There are, from both Democrats and Republicans. As you mentioned, she was appointed to the Supreme Court by Republican Governor Rick Snyder, but she is very friendly with a Democrat on the court, Bridget Mary McCormick. They sit on it together. Both came from the University of Michigan Law School. So very interesting here that she's getting bipartisan support. But that, of course, is not enough, as you mentioned.
Absolutely not. And before we duck into what's going on, the Sixth Circuit, Rick, is a plum assignment because?
Well, because these judicial circuits are very important. They're the step that comes between the lower courts, the state-level district courts that we have in Grand Rapids, Detroit, Ann Arbor, Kalamazoo, Marquette. The Sixth Circuit is the next step on the way to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And you might remember, back in 2014, that was the court that upheld Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage. It was the only circuit in the country that upheld a state's same-sex marriage ban. And so that sent the case and marriage bans in the circuit in Ohio, Tennessee, Kentucky off to be challenged before the U.S. Supreme Court. Now we're looking at this court. It's going to be taking on a lot of immigration cases that we're hearing about here right now. There's an active case. They ruled not long ago on some aspects of Michigan's sex offender registry. So, this is a consequential position. And it's one that's supposed to go to someone from Michigan. She's replacing Judge David McKeague, and his predecessor was from Michigan. This is supposed to be a Michigan seat.
So how has this nomination turned into a game of political chicken, Rick?
Well, what we have seen is there's a process known as the blue slip, and it's about 100 years old. And what it does is it's a courtesy to home state senators, Democrat or Republican. It doesn't really matter who's in the majority traditionally. And they get to kind of give a thumbs up or thumbs down on a nominee or prospective nominee from their state. Well, Senators Peters and Stabenow, both Democrats, have not turned in their blue slips.
Mm-mm. Zoe, the shoes
holding
on the other,
things up.
Holding things up. And as that old saying goes, the shoe's on the other foot, because didn't we see this happen in Kentucky last year in the Sixth Circuit?
Well, right. So what's happening, you've got Republicans sort of up in arms calling, these two Democratic senators out. Hey, let's move this forward. There was even an ad that came out about it. And the fact is, yes, this has happened before, as you mentioned, in Kentucky. President Obama just last year nominated a Kentucky Supreme Court justice to a seat on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and Republican Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul did not return their blue slips, and it wasn't until President Trump became President Trump and nominated a different judge that something like just 8 days later, they then suddenly, fixed their blue slips and turned them in on time.
Well, let's take a quick listen to this bit of the commercial run by this conservative group called the Judicial Crisis Network.
She applies the law, not a political agenda. So why aren't Senators Stabenow and Peters supporting her nomination to the U.S. Court of Appeals? Partisan politics.
Well, Rick, have either Senator Stabenow or Senator Peters talked about why they just haven't been able to find those blue slips yet?
Well, they say they're doing their due diligence and they're going through a lot of the material that got turned in. They say part of the problem is that the White House did not consult with them in advance about the Larson nomination, and so that's held things up. The White House disputes that, by the way. But it was really a lot to expect after, what we saw with the Merrick Garland nomination last year and all of that any judicial appointment, especially one that comes from Donald Trump's list of prospective United States Supreme Court nominees wouldn't get bogged down in at least some partisan politics.
So isn't this the kind of political gamesmanship voters across the country say, we're sick of this congressional gridlock?
Yes.
So could this backfire?
Yes.
Well, they're sick of the congressional gridlock when the party that's causing the gridlock is from the other side.
And that's the point here. I mean, what I was going to say is, yes, but how many folks are actually paying attention to this? I mean, if you go out in your community right now and say, hey, you know, what about those blue slips? I mean, most people are not going to be able to go, oh, yeah, let me tell you all about the politics of that. But yes, you're absolutely right. Except, you know, there's always this thing that minority parties do, which is they, you know, wag their finger at the majority party and goes, that's not fair that you're doing that. Then, of course, it switches at some point and suddenly it's, well, wait, you did it. We get to do that. Another thing that I think, you know, voters are getting a little tired of, but it is, as Rick said, you know, this courtesy of the blue slips has gone back 100 years that we know of, maybe even more. The first time we've seen it was 1917. And the issue is if they get rid of this, which Republicans could do right now, it's one more sort of that nuclear option, right? It's one more courtesy and tradition, much like the filibuster that Democrats got rid of a few years ago, that it could suddenly just change because they want it to. And so it's this sort of game, as you said, of chicken that we're watching right now.
Or Game of Thrones.
I saw that face you made. I knew you were going to go there.
Game of Thrones for the Sixth Circuit. Our It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
You bet.